I'm WUWM's Olivia Richardson. State health officials said Monday social distancing is helping to flatten the curve, controlling the spread of COVID-19. But they urged Wisconsinites to stay indoors in order to ensure cases are slowed. In a news conference with the Department of Health Services, Governor Evers urged action to bring medical equipment to the state as cases for COVID-19 are expected to rise in the next few weeks. Evers says that while the state has gained testing supplies through FEMA and the buyback program enacted last week that allows people to donate and sell PPE equipment to the state, more medical supplies are still needed.
We are headed into the worst of this, folks, and the need is only going to get greater. That's why our leadership team at the State Operations Center has also been preparing to support our hospitals and our local and tribal health partners to assist them in setting up voluntary isolation centers.
Department of Health Services Secretary-designee Andrea Palm elaborated.
What we've learned from our colleagues around the world and around the country is that an inability to have safe isolation places for folks reduces your ability to slow the spread.
State universities and other sites are being considered as potential voluntary isolation centers. Meanwhile, Evers says state lawmakers must approve legislation that allows greater flexibility to meet needs of Wisconsinites during the pandemic.
Last week, more than 115,000 new preliminary unemployment insurance applications were filed with the DWD. We need the legislature to take action to get rid of the one-week waiting period before folks can start receiving benefits.
It was briefly mentioned during a call that Evers' office is working with local paper companies to produce PPE supplies like masks that could reduce the state's need to compete on the global market for medical supplies. Olivia Richardson, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.